Back here on The Drive, guys, Sactown Sports, 1140, opening day in Major League Baseball. It is a final down in San Diego. The Giants open up with a 6-4 loss to the Padres. Logan Webb, Rockland Zone, Logan Webb, let me get his numbers here, taking a loss today. Giants actually held a 1-0 lead in this game, but they gave up 2 in the 5th and 4 in the 7th. Logan Webb did not take the loss in this one, actually. I thought he did, but no. Logan Webb went 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 5 strikeouts, did not take the loss, actually, as the Padres were able to win. Luke Jackson, righty reliever, actually took the loss. So 6-4, Padres beat the Giants. 916-339-1140. We're talking about Draymond Green. Has he outworn his welcome there in Golden State? Is it time to cut bait? If you didn't hear last night, the dude against the Orlando Magic got kicked out, 8:24 to go in the first quarter. The game was 6-6, and he got kicked out of the game, ejected. Mind you, this is the same Draymond that got suspended for more than 10 games for backslapping Nurkic, hitting him in the jaw with his fist. Same Draymond Green that punched Jordan Poole, stomped our boy Domantas Sabonis. And sure, he came out with an apology afterwards on his podcast and everything like that. But I think it's time for the Golden State Warriors. Maybe not this season, but in this offseason, look at cutting bait with Draymond Green. Because now it's starting to not only affect the team on the court. They're not a championship contender anymore. They're in the 10th seed right now. Houston is bearing down their necks. It's not only affecting them on the court and their win-loss. It's also starting to affect the legacy of one Steph Curry. And that was a big topic on ESPN today. I watched it like I usually do when I wake up in the morning. I throw the morning shows on there.
Stop wasting your time.
I know.
You got to do something better, more constructive to your Drake.
You're right about that, Jay. I should read a book, go for a walk, listen to NPR, something other than listening to those yahoos. But occasionally, they make a couple of good points.
That's true.
Occasionally, and did you say we should start with Tim Legs first?
No, let's go Jay Will.
Jason Williams, former Duke guard, former NBA player. We know him very well around these parts as well. Here's what he had to say about the calls and texts he's getting regarding Draymond Green and the effect it's having on Steph Curry.
I'm getting texts from people that I really value their decision, right? High-level people. And what these texts are reading is, well, how about the leadership of Stephen Curry? That's where these conversations are going. And in my brain, right, processing information, Molly.
Wait, what do you mean? How about the leadership of Stephen Curry? They're calling Steph out?
Yes.
Oh.
Right? For him not controlling Draymond. So in my brain, the way I process is that it's because I know Steph. I spent time around Steph. We were talking about this during Get Up. We wish we could have a camcorder in Steph's car, right?
Yeah.
All the things that Steph would be saying to his wife and how he's frustrated about, because he's one of the most competitive dudes you'll ever meet.
No doubt.
Draymond Green is diminishing the ultimate legacy of how people are looking at the leadership of Stephen Curry.
There you go, Jay. I didn't say it.
Yeah.
You didn't say it?
No.
That's Jason Williams, and it's not his opinion. He's getting texts from people, calls from people in the league in the know. Is that fair that it's affecting Steph Curry's legacy and people are questioning him? Should he be controlling Draymond Green? I don't know about that.
No, you can't control another person.
But I will say, Jay, he has enabled Draymond Green as the face of the franchise.
In what way? Meaning in what way?
If Steph didn't want him, they wouldn't have signed him to the 4-year, $100 million contract. You let him get away with punching Jordan Poole. I didn't hear, and maybe it's amnesia on my part, maybe I didn't want to hear, but I didn't hear anybody come to the defense of Jordan Poole.
Man.
And say Draymond was out of pocket. It was a slap on the wrist from the organization. What, he missed the opening night, I think it was, and then that's it? If that?
Well,
go ahead. Go ahead, Jay.
Tell me
I'm wrong.
I think you're right. And I think, there are a lot of people out there who feel the same way of enabling Draymond. And it's not a Steph thing, and I know – you know, when you're the lead dog,
right,
everybody talks about you.
Yep.
It's an organizational thing, right? And I think, you know, long after Steph Curry, albeit the Golden State Warriors will be there. And of course, Draymond won't be a part of that. But what I say is this, the Warriors have enabled him.
Right.
And Steph plays a part in that. The problem is because Steph Curry is who Steph Curry is. And, you know, in the media, we need topics and you got to, you know, throw things out there. You know, you attack Steph. Let's start with the organization, though.
Okay.
Drapes.
Okay. Like, okay.
That's the first part.
You're right.
Steph is a part of the organization. I say that because Steph really shouldn't even be in the position of having to be the judge, jury, and the executioner. He shouldn't be the vice principal because there's a principal.
Right.
Right. And I really think the Warriors have done not only themselves injustice, Clay, Steph, players. We've seen Jordan Poole. They gave him his money and pushed him out.
Yep.
But they've also done themselves an injustice in the fact of, you know what? We hear how great it is to play there, the coaching staff, you know, a great vibes. We hear like, oh, man, when you go there, you know, the camaraderie is fantastic, the culture, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? It's always been something lingering. KD bounced because of, you know,
right,
because of Draymond. And who else? We don't know who else. And we don't know who they've been talking to. I mean, we know Chris Paul and Draymond haven't been on the best of, best relationship.
Yep.
And so I just really think I don't want to put everything on Steph.
Come on, Jay.
I don't, man, because it's a Warriors thing, man.
But I hear you on that.
It's a Warriors thing.
And Drake, what you're saying is 100% fact. 100%. It's an organizational problem. Joe Lacob, right now it's Mike Dunleavy Jr., but before it was what's his name that was running it? I'm drawing a blank right now. Bob Myers.
Mm-hmm.
It was on him. Steve Kerr.
Yep.
I'm going to include Steph in it because here's why.
Drake, okay,
no,
hold
here,
on.
Here, no, don't hold up.
Come on, Drake.
Let me tell you why.
Come on.
Let me tell you why. Because Steph, up until recently, has been kind of silent about this. Like, Steph.
What you want him to say?
That's unacceptable. He's costing us games. Instead of, that's my guy, I'm riding with him.
But wouldn't you want, okay, let's break it down. It's me, you, and Whitey here. And I'm acting a stone cold plum fool. Wouldn't you tell me inside the walls before you jump on air and be like, you know what?
Do we,
Jay,
I don't
crazy?
Know if he has, though.
You can't tell me they haven't had a conversation, Drapes. You can't, man. More than one. You can't tell me after he basically stomped on and caused them to miss a three-peat against Cleveland. You can't tell me Clay, Steph, those guys didn't go to Dre and was like, come on, man, what are we doing here?
So I hear you on that. And maybe he did. You're probably right. He has. But should he have spoken up to the organization?
You don't think he has? You don't think he's been in these conversations?
And you don't think the organization, like, let me ask you this, because this is a sticky subject here, and I get what you're saying. And I'm not one to begrudge any man from getting paid or
no,
I don't
absolutely.
Want to cost
get
anybody
all your money.
Their job mm-hmm. or anything like that. But to Jay Williams' point, if you're Steph Curry, and maybe Steph doesn't feel this way, but I do. He cost you 2016.
I agree.
Arguably, he set you back with the Jordan Poole punch.
Agree.
And messed you up. If you're Steph Curry and you're thinking about championships, because that's what you're playing for. You're playing for championships, not playing for regular season. Draymond cost you or may have cost you two titles. Don't you go to the organization and say, you know what? It's my guy, but we need to rein him in somehow. Or it's my guy, maybe we go out there in a different direction. See, so here's the problem, and this is, you know, something we talked about. The Warriors, including Steph Curry, are being loyal to a fault.
Yes.
They, and this is what Jason Williams was saying, they're being so loyal to Draymond that it's costing them a dynasty, if you will.
I agree. Yep.
And we got Tim Legler
Yeah.
Let's cue up Tim Legler, because Tim Legler weighed in on this earlier, and I want to get your reaction. Here's Tim Legler talking about Draymond Green.
Incredibly selfish, inexcusable, and I'm tired of prefacing these moments by saying everything he's done for the organization. I'm not going to do that anymore. I used to do that every time these conversations came up. Yeah, but where would they be without Draymond? Now I don't want to hear it anymore. Those two things aren't mutually exclusive, right? This is inexcusable, and here's why, Greeny. This team is hanging by a rope over a cliff right now.
Yeah.
And they desperately want to get in. And get a, by the way, more than anybody else, more than Steve Kerr, more than the franchise, you owe Curry. You owe Steph Curry to be out there on this night.
Yeah.
And he just walks 4 minutes into a game that they have to have. And miraculously, they found a way to win the game on a night where they didn't play particularly well, but they played hard, and Curry was great late.
So does Draymond Green owe Steph Curry? You know what? Does the organization owe Steph Curry better? This Warriors team hanging by a thread, hanging by a rope. Exactly. He said a rope over the cliff right now. They got the Rockets bearing down on them. Do you think Draymond owes Steph Curry? The Warriors owe Steph Curry better. Hit us up, 916-339-1140. We'll get to the phone lines next here on Sactown Sports 1140. Drapes and Jay, Sactown Sports 1140, talking about Draymond Green. I'm tired of it, people. I'm tired of watching Draymond Green and his antics. I'm tired of watching Draymond Green thinking he the biggest, baddest man on the planet. I'm tired of hearing the Warriors make excuses for him. Manny Too Legit on our text line on the YouTube chat says, everybody on his team might be scared of Draymond, maybe even Kerr as well. The problem with Draymond Green...
Scared him in what? Like, dude's not... I mean, what you think he's going to punch these cats out, fight these cats day-to-day, everybody?
He sucker-punched Jordan Poole.
He sucker-punched him.
And he knocked it. He mollywopped Jordan Poole.
And they act like Draymond is a bona fide stone hitman or something.
You know what happened, OJ? And this is why I'm talking about, they enabled him. This isn't anything new for Draymond. He's been stomping on fools, getting technicals, getting kicked out for a decade now. This ain't new, and they let it fester. They let it grow, and now he's this big personality, this big caricature, and they can't control him. They created a monster, Jay.
I don't disagree with that. Okay. I just think, I'll go back to my school analogy, Drapes, and I'm not sticking up for Draymond because I'm with you. I just think we're getting a little bit overboard in the fact of when it comes to Steph Curry. Like, the school, the organization, the college, whatever you want to say, is bigger. You got a principal, a dean, a vice, a VP. Like, Steph is fourth on the list when it comes to the Warriors. The ownership.
Who the most powerful person in that organization?
Joe Lacob. He's the owner. He's cutting checks.
Steph Curry is.
No way.
No, if Steph Curry says jump, Joe Lacob says how high, Jay.
Nah. Come on, stop that. This man got own Chase Center and everything else, man.
You know how much money Steph Curry put in his pocket? Without Steph Curry, there is no Chase Center.
Come on now.
Come on, Jay. You don't believe that?
I do believe that. But I will say this. You can't – the employees don't run the corporation. As much as we want it to be that way, how many times have we been shown throughout history the corporation always wins?
But without Steph, that corporation goes
from up here. I get it, but there's going to be a next Steph.
I'm telling you.
You know that.
Another Steph Curry ain't walking through that door, Jay.
But there's going to be.
When Steph falls off, they fall off.
It's going to be another Steph Curry the third. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be Bronny James. It's going to be Jalen Green the sixth. You know that, man. Come on. What I'm saying is this. Steph Curry has a position in this conversation of being, you know, the head professor, the dean of something, a business school.
Right.
But the organization, the school itself, the principal, the dean, the VP, the chancellor, like all of these guys in front of Steph could have just said, move to the right, Steph, and let us do our job. They chose not to. And I understand Steph is getting, because he didn't come out and be like, you know what, we can't have it. Right. We just can't have Draymond do A, B, and C. That's cool. But again, my question to you is, if that's the case, we don't hear that from a lot of people. We don't hear a lot of what goes on inside the locker rooms. We don't see a lot of players calling out other players, even when we know they're in the wrong. Even when, Drapes, we've seen people break the law We've seen cats bring guns into the locker room, and people ain't said nothing about that. But, like, oh, it was a great game. Yeah. I missed a few shots. No, let's talk about the bazooka you had in the duffel bag, brother. Like, that's what I'm saying. What do we expect? So let me ask you one more time before we get to the callers. 916-339-1140. If Steph said one time, which you say he hasn't really said, if he says one time, you know what? Draymond out of pocket. We can't have that. I've had a conversation. I've had numerous conversations. And I can't control Dre. Then everything is good?
Everything's good.
Oh, come on.
Dog, you know what Steph Curry is. What's the animal that buries its head in the sand?
The ostrich?
The ostrich. Steph Curry is out there strutting around, knocking down. But when the Draymond topic comes up, he puts his head in the sand.
Come on, Drake, really?
I think so, man. He could be more vocal with this.
I agree.
It might be too late right now, but back in the day, he could have said something. And I understand he was helping you win championships. That was your guy. You got to take the good with the bad. But the point being made on ESPN is that it is now reflecting badly on Steph and his leadership. That's what they're saying. I want to know what you guys think. 916-339-1140. Does Draymond owe Steph Curry? Does the Warriors organization owe Steph Curry? Should they be better for Steph Curry? Keep Draymond under wraps for Steph Curry. Has this affected his legacy? Let's go to Allen. Allen hanging on with Drapes and Jay. You're on the drive, guys. What's up, Allen?
Yeah, I don't see it being a legacy problem for Steph. I mean, his legacy is the greatest shooter of all time. 4 rings, and it ends there. We can say maybe cost him the one. That's fine. But Draymond has been this way since he was at Michigan State. He's been this way since he was a teenager under Izzo. This is who he is fundamentally. I don't think anybody can change that. So I don't think it's a reflection on really anybody's legacy. And you said it, Dre, you take the good with the bad, and 4 rings is pretty darn good. And I don't know if you get 4 without him. So you can begrudge the 1.5 that he cost you, but Draymond is Draymond. It's how he's wired. It's how he plays. And he's always been this way. And I think he always will be. So
I hear you, Allen. Let me give you a follow-up here then. Is his act tired? Is it played out now? Is it time to cut bait? Because you're right.
No, he helped you win four rings,
but that's not happening right now.
Well, it's probably tiresome in the building, but for me, the viewer, and I'm a hater, I love it. The more the better. He's a villain. He's the heel. This is WWE with Draymond, and he'll have a future doing that if he wants to.
All right, Allen, appreciate you, man. You're right. Draymond is great for content, Jay.
Yes, sir.
He's great for, you know, watching and laughing at him and joking and everything like that. But from a winning standpoint, I think his best days are behind him, and you can't count on the guy.
Yeah.
That was a big game, and fortunately, they won that game. Wiggins played well.
Because of Steph Curry building his legacy.
Exactly.
Adding to his legacy, putting folks to bed from one side of the court to the other.
Winning in spite of Draymond, right?
Yes.
That's where it is, right?
You know, let me put this out there for the next caller, and this is the other part. And if Steph Curry is getting called out, where's Adam Silver in all this? Like, why is Adam Silver not
the top of the top?
So
like
is this part of Adam Silver's legacy as well?
That's a good question. That's a great question, because I could argue Draymond should have been suspended more games for the stomp on Sabonis, should have been suspended more games for, you know, hitting Nurkic, you know, with the back of the hand and the face. Like, it should have been a 20-game suspension, 25-game.
Yeah.
And so I feel like not only Adam Silver, not only Lacob, the Warriors, Bob Myers, everybody has played a role in this this point.
Okay.
You know? And, you know, I you're right. And I just feel like the cat's out of it. Like, it's too hard to put the toothpaste back into the tube now. Draymond is Draymond, like Allen said. Hey, let's get to Manny on line 4. Manny, you're on with Drapes and Jay. What's up, Manny?
Hey, guys, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no problem.
Jay, I disagree with you. I mean, to me, the legacy part, I don't think is going to affect Steph. But the leadership, the question here is the leadership. Because I remember Stevie A. Smith came up on his show and said the same thing about questioning the leadership of Steph Curry. And he compared it to LeBron, that if LeBron have a teammate behaving like this, the whole country will go nuts. They will question LeBron. They will crucify him for him not stepping up to stop that nonsense. So it's the same thing with Steph. Steph's leadership is in question here because when you are a flawed general in sport, it has nothing to do with the general managers and the owners. When you are a franchise player like Steph, you should be able to step up and stop this nonsense from Draymond, period. Maybe he's not talking to him for him to listen, or Draymond doesn't care. Yes, and that's why it's, Steph Curry's leadership is in question, because he should be able to stop this nonsense. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Manny, that's a great call. And I'll say this.
Point there.
I'll say this about Steph Curry. Great player. Love him. Sign my kids' jerseys and everything. Like, Steph Curry is the guy you want your daughter dating at the prom. Face of the franchise. But when you talk about the leader of that Warriors team, the case can be made. It's been Draymond Green. Steph's the best player.
But is that is something wrong with that?
Is he the leader, though?
I would say no.
So,
not questioning
his leadership when maybe it hasn't been all there like a LeBron, let's say. Like,
sure.
We know every team LeBron goes to, he's the face, he's the leader, he sets the tone.
But he sets the tone like, for the league.
The league.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry, meanwhile, to me it feels like Steph would just be happy playing basketball and helping people off the floor. All the drama and all that, he don't want to be, you know, he don't want to deal with that. And so the whole Draymond thing, it's like, that's Draymond being Draymond. He don't want to deal with that. And if that's the case, that's fine. That's fine. But that's a different kind of leadership than what we see from LeBron. Like, if Draymond was on Jordan's team, Jordan would have smacked him up, bro.
We don't know.
He would have smacked him up.
Here we go. We act like Jordan was a mob hitman too. Like, this dude couldn't be beat. Nobody was smacked. Why wasn't Jordan smacking all the Pistons up all these years? What happened when he was going against the Cleveland Cavs and Brad Doherty was stomping him out here and there?
He would have smacked Steve Kerr, but he wouldn't touch no
Draymond. He ain't touch. What happened? Why he didn't? We ain't never heard Jordan slapping Dennis Rodman.
You're right.
Never heard Jordan slapping no Stacey King. When Stacey King came on and said, yeah, but, you know, me and Jordan, cool. Yeah. We good. He did some things to some teammates, but he know who to see,
right. You might be right. Hey, we may have to get Stacey back on and say, Jordan, I mean.
Jordan like the ultimate hitman in NBA. Know,
but if it was costing Jordan wins, Jordan would have said something. Jordan kept Isaiah Thomas off Team USA.
We got a break.
Yeah, let's take it.
I have something to kick back.
All right, let's talk more about it. We got your calls, 916-339-1140. I see everybody hanging on. We'll get to you. Draymond Green, has that impacted Steph Curry's legacy? We want to hear from you. Drapes and Jay here on the Drapes and Jay here at Sactown Sports, 1140. Take you up to 6 o'clock. A's pregame show. A's taking on the Cleveland Guardians tonight. Down in Oakland. You can hear that game right here on Sactown Sports, 1140. Been talking about this Draymond Green situation and how has it impact Steph Curry's legacy? Is Steph Curry a leader? Some are questioning his leadership for not speaking up more when it comes to Draymond, not reining Draymond in. I see you guys on the text line right now. Somebody from the 530, Jay, said, absolutely right, Jay. Adam Silver needs to put Draymond out for the rest of the season. He warned him, and he's not following through.
Hmm.
Rest of the season. I don't know about that.
Rest of the season's tough, but I get where the 530 texter is coming from. It's Drapes, you have children. You've been a parent longer than I have by a year or two.
Okay.
At some point in time, your son and or daughter repeats the same mistake. Repeats the same mistake. And now we're not talking once, twice, three, four, five, six. Like, now you're on number 20. Right. I've told you for the 20th time, take the trash out. Yeah. I've told you for the 20th time, clean your bathroom, right? And believe me, I know you've spoken to your children 20 times because I've told my daughter 20 times the same thing. Mm-hmm. Albeit she might get on the same structure for 3 months and then, you know, everything's going smooth. Walk in. It's like, okay, you repeated that same mistake. You were good for 3 months after we, you know, we had to go over it again.
Right.
Reinvent it again.
Yeah.
But now 3 months down the road, all of a sudden you've just forgotten that we've asked you to do this. It happens. But at what point in time? That's what I'm asking. At what point in time is this a bigger problem that's not just in the building, that's not just Steph Curry? And that's I think that's my point is, why does it affect Steph Curry? But I haven't heard anybody else talking about it affects the Warriors, it affects Klay Thompson, and I know Steph Curry's the guy.
Because, Jay, this is why. And I'm going to say this. Steph Curry is bigger than the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry made the Golden State Warriors who they are right now.
Agreed.
Without Steph, Joe Lacob ain't got Oracle. George Chase Center, I mean. He don't have that. He don't have the beautiful property on the water in downtown San Francisco right there. So Steph Curry is one of the faces of the league.
Absolutely.
Am I saying he's bigger than the league? No. But Steph Curry could go to...
So he's bigger than the Warriors.
He could go to Detroit right now,
mm-hmm.
and Steph Curry would still sell out arenas.
True.
The Warriors wouldn't, but Steph Curry would. That's what I'm saying.
I got
and
you.
And so to your point... He's the face of the franchise, so that's why all the smoke is coming for him.
Understand. I get that part, but I just feel like he's the person that's shouldering everything, where there's some things that's in place, you know, we've been told. And Manny talked about LeBron James. I agree with Manny, our caller. If LeBron James had a Draymond, I don't think LeBron James checks Draymond, but I think he also would get a lot more, you know, discredit.
Yes.
His legacy definitely would be, man, come on, man, you've been playing with Draymond and you talking all of this and talking right. all that. But see, that's my point is Steph is not that guy. He's not the guy to be like, you know what? I'm a down talk my teammate. I'm a say some discrediting things toward Draymond. Where you can't tell me, man, you can't tell me this dude hasn't had conversations with Draymond personally. I think everybody in Golden State organization has said, Draymond, come on, man. But that's why I led this with, sometimes you can talk to a person, sometimes you can want to help a person, but until that person, and this is what I'm saying, until that person wants to help themselves or has no point, as Tim Legler said, they're hanging over the cliff by a rope. Adam Silver, Joe Lacob, and prior to Dunleavy, Bob Myers should have said, you know what? It's over. We don't need you back. You don't have to come back. We don't need to disdain what Steph Curry is doing anymore. We don't need to not help you anymore. Like, yeah, we're going to help you and get the things in place for you to be a better person, you know, psychologically, family-wise, like whatever we want to call it. But on the basketball court, you got to go, man. That's not – Steph Curry doesn't have – and this is, I guess, the end-all, be-all is this, Drapes. Steph Curry, as much as you could say, can go to Joe Lacob, could go to Bob Myers, could go to Dunleavy Jr. and say, I don't want Draymond no more. And they could be like, who cares? He's not writing checks. Mm. Adam Silver has all the opportunity to help Steph Curry and say, you know what? He's got to go. Like, Steph doesn't have that influence that much. If that's the case, then he owns a part of the Warriors. He don't. The corporation is bigger than the player, man. It really is.
Compio says, Draper, you are assuming Curry hasn't talked to Golden State Warriors management or Draymond, and they just kept it in-house. That's what Jay was talking about. He's like, I'm sure Steph has said something. And then somebody on the text line right here, 530, honest question. Do you think that anybody could trust a player that calls out another player in the locker room?
Mm.
Wouldn't that affect a team's trust level with each other? So if Steph came out publicly and dissed Draymond or shot him, you know,
yeah,
would that affect them behind the scenes?
Drapes, they hugged it out quickly.
Quickly.
Like, you know, you could kind of see, and we didn't get to see Curry's face. I haven't seen an angle, but he hugged his boy. That's his, as you are the my guy person. And I'm just saying, man.
But he's costing him chips, Jay.
I get it. But I mean, you loyal to the soil. You don't air out the dirty laundry in the public. Mm. You kick it, you scream it, you fight it out. As we say, sometimes brothers and sisters and family, they fight and we come back together. You do that personally. You can't come out and be like, you know what, Draymond needs, like, what is Steph Curry going to say that's going to, make you feel better? I talked to him.
I told him. No, what he did tonight, I don't agree with. That we need him. That's unacceptable.
He said that before.
But that's too late, Jay. should have said it 5 years ago.
Okay.
Let's get back to the phones, man. 916-339-1140. Letitia, you're on with Drapes and Jay. We're talking Draymond. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, my guys?
Good.
Like I told Jay, I had to jump in on this because I'm tired of Draymond. I'm sorry. It was enough in the finals when he kicked
LeBron.
Who was that? Kicked LeBron in the business. And then when he swung on Poole, I'm thinking, oh, he's gone. No, they give him $100 million contract. Are you kidding me? And then trade Poole. And then what he did to Sabonis that could have really been a serious major injury. No, I almost defected completely because I'm from Oakland. I almost turned my Dubs gear in and went purple all the way. Because I'm tired of Draymond. The Warriors are to be tired of Draymond. Silverman, I'm sorry. I agree with whoever said he needs to be gone for the rest of the season.
Ooh.
Enough with the antics. I agree. He did cost the Warriors a chip. And maybe Curry hemmed him up in a corner in the locker room and said, you need to get your stuff together. I hope he did. But at this point, he just needs to go. I don't think he wants to play anymore. He's too busy acting a fool to really want to play. He got to go.
I'm with you, Letitia. Hey, you know what? I appreciate Letitia. She said, I almost traded in my Golden State Warriors card and went full purple. I'm like, what you waiting on? You know what I mean? That Warriors dynasty is over. Come on over to a winning program. The Kings are on the way up. The Warriors are on the way out, Jay. And no, that was a great call right there. And that's the thing, too. And she's right. His act is tired. How many times are we going to go through this? How many times are we going to let Draymond get away with this? He headlocked and put him, what's his name, in the chokehold, Rudy Gobert. That, I forgot about the Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert, the Nurkic, the Patty Mills.
Domas.
LeBron in the business.
Steven Adams.
Mm. Like, how many times are we going to let this guy get away with it? Let's take a quick break. I see you holding on the line, TC. I see the calls out there. We'll transition to the Kings as well. We got Jared Greenberg of NBA TV coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to The Drive Guys on Sactown Sports. Drapes and Jay, The Drive Guys. Little thuggish, ruggish bone, man, please. When this came out, this changed the game. This was different. This was something like we never heard before.
True that.
This was different right here. Bone Thugs and Harmony, shout out to them. Shout out to Eazy-E, the late Eazy-E. Talking Draymond Green here on The Drive, guys. Coming up at the top of the hour, we got Jared Greenberg of NBA Today. Also, NBA Crunch Time, a whip-around show where they talk about all the action and have all the highlights from the games and everything. We're going to preview tomorrow's big game between the Mavs and the Kings with him. That's coming up at the top of the hour. But we've been burning on this Draymond Green situation here, and how has it affected Steph Curry's legacy, if it has? Should Steph Curry be a more vocal leader and sort of rein Draymond in? You know, has he enabled Draymond? Let's get back to the phone lines. We got AC hanging out with Drapes and Jay. What's up, AC?
Hey, I was just minding my own business, and you guys got to bring up a subject like Draymond groin. You know, that guy, I got a question for you. This is a really good question. What is going to qualify someone for the Hall of Fame? Is it 4 championships? Because then shouldn't the trainer go into the Hall of Fame? Shouldn't every single scrub player go into the Hall of Fame? What's going to get Draymond Green into the Hall of Fame? I got to ask that question.
He's been all defense a few times, defensive player of the year. He was a top three guy, top four at worst, when they had Kevin Durant on those championships. So I think Draymond will get in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and I'm just putting it out there, but I do have a point that I like to poke fun at my Warriors friend who's up in the North State. They won last night without him. The Kings got suspended for stomping on Domas. The Warriors go on to win the next game without him. I don't know how valuable he is, but you would argue that, you know, they can't win without him. But I've seen him win without him all the time. So I'm just not a big fan of the guy. Sorry.
Appreciate it, AC. And you might be right, man. Like, do they need Draymond to win? You know, has that, like, you got Kuminga coming on now. You know, maybe you go out there in free agency and get somebody or make some trades. Like, trade Draymond for somebody. I don't know who would want him. I don't know what you could get for him.
Makes too much money.
That's a lot of coin, a lot of cheddar. You know, and somebody on the text line said, Drapes, didn't you want Draymond earlier this year? Yeah, during the offseason, I thought, you know what? Draymond would be a nice addition to Sacramento.
You've already apologized. I'm just saying.
At the time, yes, you're allowed to change your mind. Some new information comes in, and you change your mind. So, yes, at the time, I thought Draymond could have helped the Kings, but I don't want to touch him right now. Like, you can't depend on the guy. You never know when he's going to go off the cliff, go off the rails, and cost your team a game. Like, the dude got ejected in the game with 6'6". Like, he walked into the building on something, right, Jack?
It was a bad trip.
Right, you can't get that fired up in 3 minutes of play. And so, they won without him, but they're not going anywhere fast. And if you're the Warriors, maybe you look at trading him. You got to figure out Klay Thompson. But that's their problem. Our problem, Jay, is the Dallas Mavericks.
That it is.
We got them tomorrow. We'll have Jared Greenberg coming up in a minute to preview that game of NBA TV. But this is a must-win game for the Sacramento Kings. What kind of adjustments does Mike Brown need to make? Do we get more Chris Duarte? Or do guys just got to be better? Fox, Keon, Domas, have some pride. I mentioned it earlier. You asked me, Jay, what are you looking for the game?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we need to see it before the game. We need to see it when they walk in the building. We need to see it when they warm up. I said, I don't want to see De'Aaron Fox signing 50 autographs before the game. I don't want to see Domas palling around with his family, wife, and kids. We know we love him. I know he loved them. But I'm talking about what I want to see, not what they want to see or any. What I want to see, I want to see a laser-like focus from these guys. Let's get to our guy TC, Jay. Time for Check It with TC here on Sacktown Sports 1140. TC, you're on with the Drive Guys, Drapes and Jay. What's up, TC?
Man, my guys, let's check it, man. Drapes, Jay, let's do it. Hey, let's check it out. So, hey, a few points. I'm gonna go Warriors, Kings, Niners. First with the Warriors, Drapes. Remember, I was one of them saying we needed Draymond. You need a live wire like that on your team. Hey, y'all both got valid points. The organization should come down. R. Curry can come down on him and say, hey, bro, we need you to change. But how much of that is the team is like, you know what, Draymond? We're going to let you rock. That's just you. You get what I'm saying? You got to control it a little bit, but that's you. But every team needs a live wire. Man, I know people are tired of him, but we'll love a dude like that on Sacramento, bro. Period. So I'm going to leave Draymond alone on that one. He does too much. But me personally, I come from the old school. You need that force. You need an enforcer.
Need that heart. I hear you, TC. What else you got?
The heart. The Kings, listen, we going to win tomorrow. Check it. Domas, 1,000 pump fakes. Leave that alone. Fox, getting into it with the refs, shooting a bunch of three-pointers. Leave that alone, bro. We going to win tomorrow. The boys is going to be dialed in. Hey, what's y'all? And then I got a question on the Niners. What y'all think about Armstead? I don't know if y'all seen that video when they try to lowball a man with the $6 million. I would have asked out too. I don't care. I don't care about my injuries. I don't care about none of that. We keep going to this big dance. The head honcho and Kyle keeps playing and blowing these games. I'm not penny pinching. I'm not giving no deal. Boy, y'all trying to give me a $6 million deal with $2 million in incentives. Y'all trying to sign me to a 1-year, $8 million deal. Man, y'all got me screwed up, man. Get me out of here. Release me. That way I can go get my chicken. That's how I feel, man. The chicken, that's all I got for y'all.
All right, TC. Check it with TC. What do you make, Jay? And I know we're up against it, but the Eric Armstead situation, I agree with TC. To me, Eric Armstead's value was more than just on the floor, on the field, if you will.
Yeah, he definitely brought leadership.
Right.
But again, this is business. You know, and not to be like that, Eric hasn't been on the field the last couple of years.
Injuries,
and you know, the 49ers are doing everything they possibly can to affect the window until they have to, you know, pay Brock Purdy and pay him a huge contract. And so, you know, with Ayuk, and you just signed Bosa last year. And, you know, you're adding a lot of money. Debo, of course, a couple years ago. Fred Warner last year, even though some of these guys have restructured their contract drapes. The thing about it is the best ability is availability. And unfortunately, prior to the playoffs, he was unable. Like and it's not this year. It's like been the last 3 years that he's missed a lot of time.
Right.
And so I think out of respect, they threw that money at him knowing, you know, look, you can go do what you want to do. And they gave him permission to go talk to other teams,
team.
he and his representation. But $6 million was, you could have hit him with 10 and said, you know, come on back, 10, one. Let's give it one more run. Next year, we're not giving you that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look.
It's a business, no doubt. But, you know, and this goes to show you how different football is different from basketball.
Yeah.
You know, we talked yesterday about Andre Iguodala, you know, staying on the
siphoning
payroll.
Siphoning money.
Udonis Haslam in Miami.
Siphoning money.
So you're right. Shout out to our guy, Sacramento's own Eric Armstead, man. We're cheering for you no matter what, no matter what laundry you put on.
Until you play the Niners.
Until you play the Niners, okay, or the Eagles, or who else. All right. Coming up next, Jared Greenberg of NBA TV. We're going to preview that matchup with the Dallas Mavericks. Bouncing back with Drapes and Jay. It's the Drive Guys on Sactown Sports.